You got to stop the devil from messing with your stuff. Amen. And you know what kind of stress it puts on you. You're working all day and your child is crying all night. That ain't no good feeling, y'all. See, we had to deal with that. And we started using that word. I remember Jeffrey, young, little young fella. Had some guy, I don't know what was going on with him. Just the devil messing with him. And we were staying down with our house, trailer house that we live in had burned. And we were staying with her in-laws, Mr. Allen and Miss Ruby. My wife's in-law. Yeah, that's what. What am I saying? My in-law. I get it right. My in-law. Her parents. Thank y'all. And that child wouldn't just fretting. I said, I had enough of this. This took the name of Jesus and the word of God. You're going to stop this. You get out of here. You know, after we got through praying, that baby went to sleep and rest all night. Jesus saw. I want y'all to see it. Jesus saw this crowd that came to it. They were hurting. They'd been harassed, tormented, stress, pain. The devil was doing it to him. And verse 26 says, and we saw the multitude, he will move with compassion on them. Because they what? Fainted. They were, and when you hurting bad enough to faint, you hurting pretty good. Huh? And were scattered abroad as sheep having no what? Then he said to his disciples. Will y'all read that for me, what he said to his disciples? You know, it's still true today. There's a huge harvest field out there. The harvest truly is plentiful. God don't want you hurting. God wants you to know that by his stripes, you were healed. You can take your healing today and walk in it. Now, let me explain something. See, when you receive your healing, it should be a continual flow out of your mouth, proclaiming every day, I walk in divine health. I walk in divine health. I walk in divine health. And you need to be downright just bold about it. And you need to proclaim it and walk in it. Keep yourself in line with the word, knowing that when I sin, don't run away from God, get back over here, because sin, if I stay over there, I'm sure enough in trouble. I need to see sin for what it is. Sin shouldn't drive me away from God, but it should call me to come to God. Are you hearing me? But are we trying to hide it? God see you. Ain't nothing ever tell you while you sleep, he's watching over you. Hello? So he said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will do what? Send forth labor. The Amplifier said, force out and thrust out laborers into the harvest. Will do what? Force out and thrust out laborers. And you've heard the good news of the gospel. You're sitting here. You got a hand. He said, you lay hands on the sick. He didn't say a thing in the world about you. You have to have some kind of title by your name. All you need is the word of the Holy Ghost in your spirit, the word of God in your heart. And know that you're born again. Know that you belong to God. Amen. Thank you, baby. Amen. Amen. And you have that. And know that you've been washed in the blood. You belongs to God. And know that the name of Jesus belongs to you. And you taking you to when that person, I don't care if it's somebody, your neighbor, whoever, you when that opportunity come and they'll surely show up. You just say, in the name of Jesus. Don't hit them like that, but you know what I mean. You know, put your hand on them. But I want to make the impact of the power. In the name of Jesus, you leave them alone. Get off of their body. Get out of their life. You stop harassing them. You stop that mess you doing in them. You stop it. I break your power over them. Hallelujah. And he said, pray ye that the Lord of the harvest will do what? That he will send forth laborers. Where? Into the harvest. Because people are hurting. And we don't want to sit up here like we are holier than thou. And that God is mad at the world. And we the only little bunch that's right. And we got everything together. You let people know, yeah, I miss it. But I'm not a sinner. But I'm seeking God. I'm training my mouth to speak the word of God. I feel my heart, so I believe God. Yes. And then show it among ourselves. How? By loving each other. Taking this good news when you walk out of these doors. Tell somebody else when you see them. Say, child, come go with me. I can get you some help. Tell them, say, you just give me a little time with you, I'll get you well. Amen. All you do, get that word and put it. I mean, we got this, you got the Bible, you got little booklets. I ain't no excuse. Amen. And just tell them, say, look, God ain't mad at you, because see, a lot of people think, because see the way some people that go to church live, they think that's the way everybody is. They think that's the way everybody else lives. Let your life be a living. Let your life be a living, burning torch. Did you hear what I said? A living flame. A live stream of God's power. God wants to flow in you and through you more than you let him. Huh? Do you hear me? Let your life be a living example of the living Christ. That he's alive in you. When you see people, you don't condemn them. You bring them hope. You bring them answer. You give them relief from their burden, from their stress, and from their sorrow by taking, letting the compassion of God move on you. So you'll do something about it. Won't be sitting over there looking cross-eyed at them. No. People are hurting. And we got to go tell them. That's why we're here. So we together can keep ourselves in line with the word of God. What are you saying? We encourage each other. God wants you healed. That's what he wants you to do. He wants every one of you whole, including me. You don't have to carry anything. You don't have to carry anything. See, the devil tell you because you did that, that's why that's sick. No, it's you the trouble, and you're leaving here. I'm not going to allow you to foul up what God I've given to the Lord in the name of Jesus.